Chovas HaTalmidim. It's a sefer that we've been doing since the yeshiva started. We do it once a week, and we're going through the different inyanim of the sefer. Many of you have been here for quite a while. What we're doing today, Rabbi Yisai, is the most classic part of the sefer. There are people that don't, if you ask them, tell me something from the sefer Chovas HaTalmidim. This is always what they'll quote, either the Hakdama or what we're about to do. This is the most famous piece of the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, which we're about to do. We're on in the new printing, page Mem Dalid, old printing, page Mem Tes. We're going to do a little bit, just get a little bit running start, some of the stuff we did last time, just to get us into the zone for this new piece. But the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, which is one of the most popular Sfarim in the Olam of the Chassidish Yeshivas. It's a sefer where it's speaking to us, trying to develop our skills and appreciate how to bring out of ourselves all of our special koichas. The Chovas HaTalmidim was written by someone by the name of Kolonimus Kalman. His last name was Shapira. Right? He was, and he was considered the Rebbe of the Warsaw Ghetto. His yahrzeit was this past Shabbos. Okay. So here we are. We're speaking now on page Mem Dalid. We're starting Yeshnam Harbe Anoshim. That's what we're up to. That's the beginning of the paragraph. Yeshnam Harbe Anoshim. Rabbi, if anyone wants a sefer, doesn't have their own, so there are people that are donating svarim to yeshiva. Like when you could get your own, you're welcome to use it, to write in it and keep it. Yeshnam Harbe Anoshim. Shalibam Shalem Im Hashem. There's many people who their hearts are shalem in Hashem. They're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tamid mishtoikikim la'avdo. And they always want to do it. Those people that say, Rebbe, I want to learn. You know those people, right? U'b'shashem edaber mimayim. And when you speak to them, doimeh shishikuyim heim mikaf regal ad roish ba'avoida. You talk to them, they mamish, they talk such a good game. They're so in it. They're so all, about this learning thing. They've bought in from the bottom of their feet until their heads, be'avoida, they're totally just consumed with this. U'be'emes, but in truth, rak ratzayin lahem. All they have is ratzayin. U'be'etzem, heim nemuchim uktanim. And really, if you want to get down to what they're really about, into their etzem and their bones, they're still very low. They're small.
If they just yishtoikeku, they're yearning and they're mekabel on themselves to work.
Yetzahara mazmin lehem minias. Yetzahara puts in their path minias, something that is going to hold them back. Vehem mispatim minitchem yad, and they get knocked off. Mispatim, they get like. They pulled away, v'nidochem, and they get swayed. Miyad, avol, b'mayachazokim, if they would be strong, ve'esonim, zrizim, v'charutzim, if they would be strong, they would be zrizim, they would have alacrity, charutzim, and they would be someone that is that does things with diligence. Ki az lohaya nidochem, ikol meniya gudoyla v'ktana. Nothing would get in their way. Kol minia, gdoila, ktana, big, small, nothing's going to get in their way. That's the way the Yetzer does it. The Yetzer is always going to put things in our way and try to trip us up. Right when I was just about ready to learn, right then is when I wasn't feeling well that day. Right when it was when my chavrusa was like gone for the afternoon. Right then was when I got a stomach ache. And right then is when my friend's parents came and I had to go out with them for dinner. Right then is when, and there are always things, it's always going to be right then. That's the way the Yetzer works. But our people is like, but I wanted to do it. My heart was in the right place. But a person is not strong about something, so it's very nice. Your heart's in the right place. That's not going to do it. It's not going to cut it. A person has to be prepared to be resilient. He has to have endurance. Overcome challenges that are coming in your way. We have to be able to face challenges. That's this whole week's parasha. Parashas Lech Lecha is all about Avraham Avinu, Eser Nisyonos, and these were huge Nisyonos Avraham Avinu went through, and one after the other, and it doesn't stop.
It feels like it doesn't stop. I mean, Avraham Avinu is going through and he's saying that's just like overload for me. He's been waiting forever for this child. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I want you to kill him. That's like overload for me. And he's like, he's been preaching his whole life. Like, you know, we worship God, not idols. Idols tell you to kill their children. We don't tell you to kill your children. Avraham, kill your son. This is going to be very embarrassing. I mean, my whole life I've been telling people we don't kill. And now I got to go, this is going to be rough. And forget about the embarrassment. This is his son he's been waiting forever for. He has to kill his son. And Avraham Avinu passes in flying colors. And he comes back and he's happy as can be. And his wife's dead. Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, it just doesn't stop. Now he's got to go find a burial place for his wife. Okay, now he's got to deal with Ephron Achite. I mean, this guy is rough. It's like he has to go, like, you know, going back and forth, you know, just a couple of, like, $15 billion for, like, it's like nuts. It's like, give me a break. Okay, I'm done already. I'm finished. No, he's not finished, Avraham Avinu. Avinu just keeps going. Esther Nisyonis, he's in double digits. You know what that means? That means that it doesn't stop. It's not just like here and there. It's like constant. That's what double digits is. We just keep going. And we're constantly facing these things. The person has to be prepared. It's not good enough to have your heart in the right place, but I wanted to. People like always, it's always going to be something that's going to get in the way. Avraham Avinu wanted to go shecht his son, right? Shem told him to. So, but there was a river there, went up to his neck. Oops, sorry, can't go. Okay, I'm turned back. God, I wanted to do it, but I just couldn't go. That's not what he did. Avinu, like, just kept going until, literally, he couldn't walk anymore. He said, Shem, what do you want from me? I want to do this. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you want that bad? Water disappears. Person says, nothing is going to get in my way. I'm not saying I'm going to try. I'm going to try means take no responsibility. I'm doing it means nothing's going to stop me. And the reality is, Chazal tells, Ein davar oimed lefnei haratzon. Person can do something if he really cares that much. He's got that much determination and grit to do it. Then he'll be able to do it. There's a Maridika story, I boy say, about a boy by the name of Yosele. A boy by the name of Yosele. Yosele lived, I believe, in Slutsk. Yosele was what you call a Vilde Chaya. He was a Vilde kid. He was mamish, the kid who was always getting in trouble. Yosele, I've heard the story many times, and most recently heard it from Ephraim Waxman, Shlita. Yosele was a Vilde kid, and he was in, and he lived there in Slutsk, and it was like, you know, he was always getting into trouble. Till one day he heard someone talking to his son, and told his son, if you don't start behaving, you're going to end up like Yosele. You ever heard this? He's like, I've become, like, literally a people's example of a lowlife. Yosele said, okay, I got it. And he decided he's going to change. And Yosele went to his father and told his father, I want to go to yeshiva. He said, okay. Yosele packed his bags and went to Voloshin. Came to Rav Chaim Voloshin. Voloshin. This is the yeshiva, you know, the great yeshiva in Europe. Voloshin yeshiva. I'd like to learn. He goes, you have any background? No, I haven't learned. I've been just, you know, draining around, but I really, really want to learn. And somehow, Reb Chaim Voloshin was able to tell. He says, okay. Reb Chaim Voloshin gave him chavrusas, and Yosele was steiging, unbelievable. Yosele became mamish, the best talmid in the entire yeshiva. Now it's time for Yosele to leave yeshiva. Before Yosele leaves, Reb Chaim Voloshin says, I want to show you something. He shows him a stack of letters. First letter is a letter from his mother. Yosele, father's not feeling well, and we need someone to come to help him out at home. Can you please come home? The letter's dated 2 years ago. Next letter, Yosele, your father passed away, and we need someone to man the shop. Can you please come home? Next letter. Yosele, there was a fire in the house. The house burnt down. Could you please come home? Next letter. Yosele, the entire town burnt down. Okay, this is the entire town. We need people to come here. Could you please come help us? Reb Chaim said, I knew the Yetzer Hara was trying to get you home. I couldn't show you these letters. You see, the Yetzer Hara will burn down an entire town
just to get Yosela out of yeshiva. Just to get him out of yeshiva. And Reb Chaim Volozhin understood that this boy, if he leaves now, he's toast. He's not ready. So there's the Yetzer Hara trying to play all of his games. And he's got this trick and that trick. He's got these tricks. The question is, are we going to say, I'm here, it doesn't make a difference what happens. I'm bugging, it's hard, it's difficult, I'm not feeling well, I'm tired. All the challenges that we have. Because just to have I have a desire to do it is not enough.
If they would have been that way,
with the spirit and the wind of avoida that's inside of them, they would overcome everything, and they would be ola, they would go up. Nisyonos, they elevate us. Nes is actually from Lashon of to lift. Nes is to lift us up. It's like a banner. So every nisoyan that Avraham Avinu went through, it wasn't just a question of, I've got to get past this, because, or if not, then it's going to stop me. The nisoyan itself lifts us up. So we can even embrace our nisoyan. That's going to make me even better and even stronger. V'alu, then they're going to go up. Avakivan ches rapas pekirban. But because people, by nature, they're lazy. Oid mi aldusam. And they, even from when they were younger. Misrashlim heim.
They don't overcome any minias or any challenges.
Don't be happy with the fact that you have just a good will. You're happy to, you want to do it.
That's not enough.
If you don't start getting inside of you, zrizus, charitzus, getting that work ethic, yimnoacha yitzricha, chas mishalom tikosha, you're going to fail. It's going to be an epic fail. Because if a person, Yetzer Hara has always got these tricks, it's always going to be going the rest of your life, it's all going to be this thing, unless a person teaches himself, I got to work through this.
You know, we are facing right now a very, very difficult situation in Eretz Yisrael. And if you think for a moment about these people, Yemach Shemam, all these people that they've basically given up their life for what they believe in. They're wrong, and they're dead wrong. They're literally dead wrong. But think about what they're doing. These are people that are giving up their life for their religion. They have a religion, and because of that, they're willing to literally die. So we're facing that. So what are we supposed to do about it? So it was very popular recently in the different news outlets that in Yeshiva Toras Chaim here in Yerushalayim, they announced the Day of Rage. The Day of Rage is a day of review. An Amid of Gemara extra well is Rosh Tevis rage. We're going to have rage in the Beis Medrash. It's a very, very popular in the different news outlets. Okay, I don't know if the Rosh Tevis thing is for me exactly, but the idea is absolutely beautiful. Like, listen, we got to step it up a little bit ourselves. They're risking their life for what they believe in. What are we doing about it? Are we willing to kill ourselves to be in the Beis Medrash? We believe in being on Shacharis on time. We believe in being in Shacharis early, but for sure on time. Willing to kill ourselves, or I didn't get enough sleep, so I'm going to roll over. Where's your religion exactly? These are people who will die. And us, we're whatever. And when it's easy, I'll do it. You know, my heart's in the right place. So those that. We want to win this war. There's a religion here. There's a kitrig. There's something here that we're looking at. Because Baruch Hu says, look at these people. They're very religious. So are we very religious?
Our hearts are very religious. But can we work through all the challenges that we have? And we can kill ourselves every single day in the Beis Medrash. Literally kill yourself. Right? Because it's hard sometimes. Sometimes those extra 5 minutes that do the Amid another time, you know, chazer, or just make sure you get it really clear, or daven with kavana, is extremely, extremely hard. Kill yourself in the Beis Medrash. That's what we have to do to win. It's not enough to say, I feel like I identify or I want to be. Let's do it. V'im divareinu asher divarnu alecha ad koi. If the words that we said up until now, Eich kol Am Yisrael, what do we say? The entire Klal Yisrael. Av kedosh Yisrael mamtin alecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is waiting for you. Waiting for you. To just come out. Ubiyadcha. Lios Yisrael. It's in your hands. Whether or not you're going to be Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so proud of. Lekadesh is Am Yisrael. Ulahashkin is Adon Ha'olam Ba'olamayim. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina down here. Asher Bara. Hashem created this world. He wants to bring the Shechina here. It's up to us to do that. If that's not enough. If that's Oid Eino Maspikim Lecha. If that's not enough. It doesn't talk to you. In order to inspire you to awaken your nefesh, shlotia otzel umisrape, you shouldn't be lazy. Rakzores v'choretz. Instead of that, the person should have zrizos. Imkeinu, if it's not enough, shema no mashal umelitza. I have for you a mashal, a story. Rabbi Yisai, this is the famous mashal of the Chovetz Talmidim we're about to do. If I beis Hashem. One day I hope to be able to write a sefer on this mashal. Just this mashal. The mashal is so beautiful. And it's so stunning that I guarantee everyone's going to remember this mashal. You'll remember the mashal. Here goes. Maisa besandalor Yehudi ani. It's a story about a sandal. He's a shoemaker. Sandalor is a shoemaker. Yehudi Ayit. Ani be'eretz Yisrael. He's a poor person. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. Shadar al Eim HaDerech. He lives by the crossroads. If anyone wants to help me with the sefer, okay? I'm telling you that this entire mashal, there's insight in everything about this mashal. He lives on the crossroads. So if you help me, if you have any machshavas, help me with the pirish. Okay? Whatever, just, you know, think of some stuff, okay? Let's try to like be ma'ayin in the mashal. Ma'ase besandalor Yehudi ani be'eretz Yisrael shadar alei maderach. He's living there, by right there on the crossroads. Kol parnasasa haisa mina oivrim v'shavim, and all of his parnasa, all of his livelihood, was from those that were coming and going. Im yikare le'echad sandaloi, if anyone, his sandal was ripped, his shoes were ripped. V'yisakneu, he'll fix the shoes. Im tiposek le'echad rutsu asai, one of them's his laces would rip. V'yertzera, he'll give him new laces. That's how he made his money. Parnasasa haisa mitzum tzemes. He didn't make a lot of money that way. Aval shalev hayatamid. He was always calm. Gam hu, gam ishtoi ubanov. Him, his wife, his kids. Weren't like, you know, those type of people that were looking to make $1 million. Ki hoya ha'ish yoreas Hashem ma'oid. He had a lot of Yerushalayim. V'games anche beisoy limeid. He also taught his house. He infused his house with this lesson. Shekol chaya ish alei adamos k'tzarim v'aroyim. We live here. It's temporary. It's short. It's not much time on this earth. V'aroyim, when we're just passing through over here. Iker heim hachayim hanitzchiyim. And the Iker, the main thing is eternity. Asher ba'olam ha'elyon, which is in the next world. Shetis aneg hanefesh biskarvusoy el teferes yekar malchus shamayim. What are we here for? We're here in order to create for ourselves something in the next world where we'll have this pleasure, this oineg, this karvusai, with our closeness to Feres Yekar Malchus Shamayim, with the glory and the splendor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'teihana meziv shchinasa yisbarach. And we'll enjoy just basking in the glow, just the closeness, just being near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'mayoyo lo le'ish kol hoino yimizbata. What's the point of, you have a lot of money, what is that going to help you? It's just going to keep you busy. You run after this, run after that, you know what I mean? All it is different vices to distract you. If you don't serve Hashem, you don't get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way he felt. This is what he believed. This is what he taught his family. And this is the way he lived. He lived that way. It's not about Olam Hazeh. He made enough money to get by. He was fine. He was happy. Because he wasn't focused on this world. Lamdan lo yahaya. He wasn't necessarily brilliant and he wasn't a big lamdan. As much as he could, day and night, called Shah Shayapani Lamud Vispalal Hashem. Whenever he had time, he picked up a sefer, he learned. If he wasn't learning, he was davening. Whenever he wasn't busy with his work, he was always finding time to learn, to daven. V'yesh asher tis'oyer nafshoy v'tislaiv ma'oid l'hispalal ishtapeach l'Hashem. He had this feeling. He wanted to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one should bother him. He wanted to be able to daven in a way to just pour out his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ein mafriya. Nothing getting in the way. Umebalbel. Nothing confusing him. Yotza mi beisai. Hatzar. He left his tiny little house. Umidirosoi bascheder echad elayar. And he went from his house. It's a one-room house. Elayar, he went to the forest. Asher l'rochek mimenu wasn't far. Again, remember, he lived there on the crossroads. Ha'ovrim v'sham, ka'asher ro'u me'rochek. People that saw from a distance, there's someone in there davening. He wanted to be alone. He went into the forest, and people saw from a distance. Hine ish oimed panav boyerin. Someone in there, and his face is like on fire. Mishabeach moide umehalel umedaber laHashem kiilu gam beeni basur shaloi roes hoin kisei kavoide lefanof. He's davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu mamish as if he sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu in front. Rabbi Yisrael, I'm going to be honest. I suggest you all try this once. To find a safe forest, go into a forest and try talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know a lot of people that have done it. Best feel they ever had in their life. Better than Yom Kippur, better than anything they ever done. There's nothing to be mabalba. You're all alone. It's as real of a davening as you ever had. And the people who are like from a distance, peeking through into the forest, seeing something like, wow, what's going on over there? His face is on fire. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he's right in front of him. Vitamu pachadu. They were like amazed and they were even afraid. What is that guy? Abu Makirov Yodukvar. Those that knew him, they already understood. V'amru bevadai hasandal hachosidhu. This is the sandal, the shoemaker. Kikain yekanehu makirov miben hagoyim. He was called sandal the chosid. Chosid just means pious, the pious sandal. This is his life. Vehi bereshis yemei hamelchoma achreina. Is the beginning of the last war. Milchama Achreina. Kasher Shavas Kol Oiver Orach. Well, when you're in the middle of a war, so you have planes flying overhead and bombs, no one's going out during a war. No one's traveling. He's living over there on the crossroads. Kasher Shavas Kol Oiver Orach. Nifsaka Kam Parnasosoi Hadichuka. He had, you know, the meager parnasa that he had, you know, turned into nothing and dried up. V'yaber yoim, and it passed a day. V'ein lechem gam loy gam leishto yubanav. He had no food to eat. V'hine gam yoim esheni. Another day. Kulam re'evim. They're starving. V'yulodav haktanim. Misanim uboichim. His children are literally fasting. They're crying. Hoy avi tenu lanu lechem. We need food. V'lo nigva berov. We don't want to die in hunger. V'hine gam yoim hashlishi. A third day. Kulam kvar shoichvim. They already can't even stand. They're so weak. They're lying in their beds. Chaloshim v'hoimim kayomim. And they're groaning. They're moaning. Avi lechem. Two words. Tata, food. Tata, bread. Avi lechem. Rakshif soyseim noise. Just their mouths. Their lips were just uttering the words. V'koylam lo yishama. You couldn't even hear anything come out of their mouth. Ki chazak alav harav. Because the hunger was so strong. V'koyach ein lehem litzak. They didn't even have strength even to just raise their voices. The gam who? Also the sandalor. Gufoich nechlash. His body was very weak. Ubirkov koishlois menatsoim. And he already, his shoulders were already hunched over from the hunger. Min goydel shivran liboy el ishtoi ubanov. And he's heartbroken, looking at his wife and kids. They're starving to death. What does he do? Vayischazek, and he gets the strength. Vayetzeh chutza, and he walks out of the house. Ishtoi tzaka, his wife calls out to him. Oy bali al teitzeh mizeh, don't abandon us. Im namus berav, if we're going to die in hunger, kulonu yachad namus, let's die together. Aval hu gam oz lo sar bitchoyne me'ashem. But he didn't give up hope. Lo sar bitchoyne me'ashem. Vayoymar, and he said, Loi el hamoves ani hoylech. I'm not going to die. I'm not leaving here to go out to die. Rak Elokim Chaim, I'm going to Elokim Chaim El Hayar, back to the forest. Lehespalel El Ovi Shebashamayim Ani Hoylech. I'm going to Davin Takodesh Baruch Hu Sheyase Imanu Neis V'Choyinu. Shem should do a miracle for us, and we're going to live. And he goes, and he's walking, and he's crying. He says, he raises his eyes up to Shemayim, and he says, Ono Hashem, please, even before you created your word, your world, you chose us to be your children. Avadecha hakroivim elecha. You are your servants that are close to you. Tamid darash chinasak doisha imanu ba'aretz. Your shechina was always here in Eretz Yisrael. You always lived here with us, with your Beis Hamikdash. Va'oisanu al kanfei nisharim ha'aleisa. You carried us on the wings of eagles to Eretz Yisrael. Af lemoroim el zuroecha ve'el chekecha kaviyochol. Even up to the loftiest places, in your arms, in your embrace. How good it was for us in the days when the Shekhinah was here. We had it all. You had something, you spoke to us. Urim v'tumim, neviim. You spoke to us. There was like hundreds of Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. There was a man amongst us who was a man of God who spoke to Hashem. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking directly to us. The whole world was afraid of you and afraid of Klal Yisrael. Kimi kol basar asher lo yechas apnei anoshim. We had the Beis HaMikdash. There was miracles happening every single day. The entire world was frightened from us. Make it for us. We were surrounded with Anani HaKovid. Avdor Bekerev Gufam and Ashram Kosh Baruch was dwelling amongst us. That was our glory. Umamoid Marlonu Ata. How bitter is it for us now? Shehistarta Espanecha Mimenu. Kosh Baruch Hu, you've hidden yourself, your face from us. Halev misgageya al kudushascha. Our heart is just, we're misgageya, we're yearning for your kedusha. Asher nistarta, you're hiding it. Va'nefesh tzoekes, karveini avi. The nefesh is crying, is screaming, bring me close. My tate, ve'ein keshev, and it's like no one's listening. Va'af b'shoshem is ayur here at tshuva, even when we want to do tshuva b'ish Yisrael. U'mitz yashev alo al goyrel avanoisai, and a person is richakni Hashem, even when a person wants to tshuva goydel avinoisai on his big sins, noshiv ne'elecha v'na'avdehu gam hu ka'av rachman aleinu yashiv. And we want to return to Hashem and gam hu ka'av rachman aleinu yashiv gam azmar lano kimi az istarto me'itanu takfoy aleinu kol kach tzoris. Still bear so many tzoris. Hein b'inyani parnosa, hein b'sharin yonim, asher kol kach mitamtemois es halev u'matridois es hanefesh, ad shem ma'avirois eisano al das kunein ochas v'shalom. So much timtum halev, so much filth inside of us, so much difficulty, we're going so hard for us, that we're not even like doing the right thing. It's messed up. Galus is messed up. Let's just finish the tefillah. Ribbono shel olam, lo yalei b'levad ani mispalel. I'm not davening just for myself. Rak al kol banecha b'nei Yisrael. I'm davening for all the Jewish people. Avarachman echazabtes banecha. How did you forsake your children? V'olam kol kach otzuv. It's depressing here. V'oyoyim levadom, and it's scary to be alone. V'ech tabit kishem misboisesim b'dam. Makoseim v'tachrish. How could you look as they are there and they are there? They're in the. They're like surrounded by the blood of their wounds. And how could you be silent? I don't just want us to have parnosa. Rak oischa avi ahuvai, you Hashem, ve'es kedushas malki kedoshah mevakesh. Just looking for you, Hashem. Karev oisainu v'hisgala lanu. Bring us close and reveal yourself to us. Rachem aleinu, have mercy on us. Pedei oisanu, shalach lanu es Mashiach tzidkecha. Ata, send Mashiach now. V'navdecha b'yira u'ba'ava kasher levavenu mishtoikim miyach. We want to serve you with yira and ava. That's the tefillah. That's what the sandler had to say. In other words, he took the moment. It was a moment of tremendous difficulty, and he channeled all of that feeling towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not with anger, not with frustration, but with desperation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm desperate for salvation. Klal Yisrael is desperate. We're so messed up. We're so dysfunctional. It's so hard in Golus. We need something to change. We need it to fix. We need to, that things should be straightened out. Bring Mashiach now. And the muscle continues, something happens. Kodesh Baruch Hu answers his tefillah immediately. And that, Be'ez Hashem, will continue with, hopefully, next time.